Thank you. I would just say, am I on?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I would just say that I think this issue of judges and courts using their inherent powers to creatively address what's coming before them, which is exactly a request that they be enlisted in an abuse. And I agree, of course, and I think I very much commend the document that you're talking about. Your report is very, very helpful, I think. And these two honored judges, I think, give very good examples of where that has been possible. And I think creative and skillful litigants are always incredibly helpful to judges as well. So I think we've had some great examples of how they can work together. I just want to put on the table, though, that we cannot lose sight of when lawyers and judges are not being helpful in this way. And so I think we also have to maintain our vigilance. And in those times, it may be that we need to use sanctioning processes. I think that's a question for the bar that bar associations need to think about. And just as a positive example, the Solicitors Regulation Authority in the UK has issued a warning notice on SLAPs for solicitors there to recognize their duties before the court, and specifically to not engage in abusive litigation. So we need to think about both when judges and lawyers are being helpful and creative and really attacking this problem, and then also how can we handle the situation when that's not happening?